From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. 2 years ago, Empire High School in Vail, Arizona, outside Tucson, abandoned textbooks in favor of laptops. At the time, we spoke with the history teacher, Jeremy Gipton, who said the technology opened up a world of possibility.
Pictures, maps, audio, video, you name it.
NPR's Ted Robbins recently went back to the school to see if reality measured up to that promise.
Let's be clear. Empire High School is probably a best-case scenario for using laptops in education. It's new, built just 2 years ago to serve suburban Tucson's booming population. Network wiring and hardware were installed during construction. And because it was new, District Superintendent Calvin Baker says Empire High had the flexibility to spend $800 apiece on laptops instead of $500 per student for a full set of textbooks.
We also saved money by not doing computer labs or by doing fewer computer labs because, in essence, every room is a computer lab once you have laptops.
So lesson number one for laptop success may be start from scratch. Lesson two is the same, start from scratch, applied to students. Teacher Jeremy Gipton, who we spoke with again, quickly realized that just because kids know how to play video games doesn't mean they know how to use computers for schoolwork.
You know, and here I am trying to teach about Thomas Paine, and I need to show you how to save a document. I need to show that guy over there how to find his document once he saved it.
But once they learn the software, students like Amanda Pilgrim say her laptop really helps.
You have so many tools to express what you've learned, whether it's with the PowerPoint or writing a paper or creating a movie or a slideshow.
In his civics class today, Jeremy Gipton sends his students home with an economics lesson that is made to be done online.
Do this, folks. Sites like longrealty.com have actual homes for sale in the area. Okay? Find yourself a house. Use that bankrate.com to try to find yourself a mortgage. And bring in those figures on Monday. And we'll see if we can fit that into your budget.
Lesson number three, hire teachers motivated to use the technology. Gipton says he assigns lessons no textbook could ever keep up to date.
When we studied lawmaking last semester, we basically lived the class through House.gov and Senate.gov. We followed our representatives and our senators' bills while they were going through Congress.
Lesson number four, expect distractions. That's a lesson anyone who uses a computer for work already knows, and Amanda Pilgrim is learning.
On the internet, you'll start looking at things that you shouldn't be looking at during school. Like, nothing inappropriate, it's just you start doing things like looking up job applications or looking at colleges, and you're supposed to be doing, like, research on a certain Supreme Court case in government, and then you find yourself totally lost in class.
Laptops do allow these students to take all their work home in one package. But they don't replace every book. Empire High still has a library. The laptops break down. The school keeps about 40 loaners handy. And they don't necessarily translate into measurable student achievement. Catherine Maloney is director of the Texas Center for Educational Research, which has been comparing test scores between middle schools using laptops and those that don't.
It's still early for us to expect changes in test scores, but at this point we found no significant differences between the control schools, those schools that did not receive laptops, and those schools that did.
So the final lesson may be, don't expect miracles. Everyone agrees success with laptops requires students, teachers, and administrators to know how to effectively use the technology. Although there does seem to be at least one side benefit just for students. Replacing a bunch of heavy textbooks with one laptop makes their backpacks a lot lighter. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.